We're learning this Maimer by the fifth Rebbe of Chabad, this Hasidic discourse about the unity of God. Who's God? God says two names of Him are the same, but these two names. So basically, we said that one of those names reveals, the other one conceals. Nemavaye, Yud Kei Vav Kei, name of four letters, reveals lights or whatever, and the other one, Elohim, conceals. But again, the Torah says it's just one name. What do you mean one name? It's two names and two functions, two different things. Don't come to tell me it's one thing. We're in the middle, basically, of a deeper explanation. The Rebbe already explained this. There's no real concealment. Okay, so now we're in the middle of an example. And the Rebbe is going to explain this at length with an example. The same thing happens as we learned before, that you have to teach in very concise and summarized way so that student can understand. And then he's going to reach the deep ideas behind it. But at first, you have to give the smallest amount of information needed to really understand things. The same thing happens when a teacher is teaching, is transmitting, so to speak, intellect to a student. The mashpia, the giver, hides in the flux of information, so to speak, all the deepness of his wisdom. It's really there. But that's concealed from the receiver. It's really there, but it's concealed. And what that which is revealed, again, in a revealed manner, is just the external parts and ideas of the intellect, what that which is in the level of the student to receive. So the student actually understands, receives, and only sees part of the concepts, of the ideas. But the deepness is there. And the strength, the capacity that the giver has to contract and conceal the essence of his own intellect, which is too deep right now for the student, how can he do that? He can do that because there's a strength, there's a power of limitation within his intellect. Koyach ha-maskil shalai. Koyach ha-maskil means like the general capacity of intellect that a person has. In this capacity, one of the expressions of this capacity is limitation. Right now, we're going to talk about this subject. We're not going to talk about different subject. That's a limitation. And that limitation, any normal human being has it. We don't realize, but we have that. Because if you talk to, a different person, you go to a supermarket and buy things, and you talk to the cashier, so you're going to talk about how much money I have to give you, and you're going to give me the change, and you're not going to talk about the problems you have with your son, because I don't care, and he doesn't care either. It's your problem, it's your life. So you literally constrict, you restrict your conversation to one subject. That's something everybody can do. And when you can't do that, you're in trouble. And you're in trouble, and definitely you're like kind of crazy. Because you talk about anything to anyone, you have problems. There are certain things you have to just shut up. Don't talk about this with anyone. So that's a power any regular human being has. And we're just applying this to the relationship between giver and taker, student and teacher and student. The teacher restricts which information he gives, and the student sees certain information. For him, is a novelty. Wow, we never heard that. For the teacher, is like, okay, I know this already, but whatever, you never heard this. It's fine, but it's really a limited version of the concept as it really is. That's what it's called. Hitzoin is a cycle, the external part of the intellect, like the revealed part, the most simple part. Behine. Now, kol tzimtzum vehelem anal, urak legavi amekabel. This is he already said this, but this is the main idea behind this whole discourse. this concealment, this contraction and concealment, is just for the receiver. Veloy legabe al mashpia, but it's not for the giver. Sheharei gabe al mashpia meir begilui kol oimek sichlo bichochmasay v'yaseichel ametzumtzam kimo shehaya koydem shenitzamtzam. In the world, so to speak, of the giver, of the teacher, it's revealed all the deepness of the intellect, the concept, and his wisdom in the ideas, in the contracted ideas, in the summarized ideas he's giving to the student, just as they are in his mind before they got contracted. It's like when you explain something that has different layers of deepness to a person, and you just explain the most superficial layer. And the person says, very interesting, thank you, that's it. So the guy got an idea, fine, but when you're talking, you see the deepness of your idea. There's much more that I didn't tell you, you tell the guy. But today I'm not going to tell you, don't worry, it's fine. But you see the things, and you can actually identify in each word you're saying the real deepness behind that. But the student doesn't see the deepness, just his one word. Yeah, my teacher told me a few things today. The gam. Even in the examples that the teacher gives, the teacher is able to see all the deepness of the concept. Not only that in the contracted intellect that the teacher is giving, or the teacher shines, so to speak, all the deepness of the concept, but also in the examples that he gives, the teacher sees all the details of the thing being exemplified, just as he gets it. When this idea in the mind of the teacher was completely removed, devoid of all concealment. He sees the idea clearly. Just as he's going to give an example. Ha'aretz agashmi, the physical earth, hu mashal lebechinas malchus shelemayla. It's an example for the level called the Kabbalah, Chassidus, whatever, Malchus, the kingship of God. Whatever that means, doesn't matter. But the earth is an example for that. Why? Like, what's the connection? I know. That means, aviyusoy vekadurasoy, interesting, vekovdoy, umashimatzmiach tzmachim chule. The fact that the earth has, like, volume, and the fact that the earth is like a kadur, like a ball, and the fact that the earth is heavy, like it's a piece of earth, whatever, and it's heavy. And the fact that the earth actually sprouts different plants, etc. This is an example for this spiritual level called the kingship of the world of emanations. Malchus Atzilus. Shemehave Nivraim the Biya, that this level creates creatures of these other worlds, creation, formation, action, whatever, me'ayin le'yesh, from nothing into something, k'mashikosu v'makumachen, as it's written in somewhere else. He's not going to go into all the details. But what he's saying is, wait a second, we see a physical thing, but this physical thing that we see is actually referring to something else. It's not just the physical thing. It's referring to a level called Malchus Yatzil. Hine. Now, who roye beha'aretz agashmi, the teacher that really knows, he sees in the physical earth, kol prati anim shel malchus atzilus. He sees all the details of this level called kingship of emanation, whatever that is. Veroye, parenthesis, roye al yedei ze, eich shein aretz agashmi davar nifrat klal. He sees through this connection between something completely abstract and spiritual. We just give it a name. We have no idea what we're talking about. We just gave it a name. Okay, very nice. But he sees, the person can see in the physical example, the reference to this spiritual thing, completely abstract. Okay, I'm sorry. He sees how this physical earth is not something separated at all leize dava bivne atzmoi, in becoming something completely independent, mishorsho mekoira, from its source. What does that mean? The earth is not something separated from God. The only true existence is God. And the earth is just something created by God from nothing into something, but it's still connected to God because God is continuously creating it. So the person that really knows how one thing connects to another, he sees in the earth something abstract and spiritual. What the teacher sees, it's a very lofty level that comes from potential of the infinite into reality. That's the end of the parenthesis. I know this parenthesis sounds so weird. There's a story by the Alter Rebbe, very simple. When the Alter Rebbe was in his deathbed, he passed away in 1812. He was in his deathbed, and he told, the same story happens with the Tzemach Tzedek also, with the third Rebbe of Chabad. The story is basically the same. They were in the deathbed, and the Alter Rebbe was, of course, lying down and looking up, and he said to the people around him, I don't see anymore the thing that is holding the roof. I just see the word of God giving it life. So the truth is, you raise your head up and you see a roof. Very nice, the roof. You don't see the word of God creating the roof. He saw that in that particular moment because he was so close to passing away. Okay, very spiritual moment. Okay, very nice. That's the Alter Rebbe, I'm not the Alter Rebbe. But the point is that we see a physical world, but there's something beyond it. What the Rebbe Rashab is saying over here, the fifth Rebbe of Chabad, is not adding because it's like a known concept, but what he's explaining is that the person that really knows, he sees in the physical the connection to the abstract. He can identify in the different details of the physical world the abstract things that they refer to. You can actually see that. Shebe'emes, because the truth is, ha'mashal v'animshal em davar echot. The example and the thing being exemplified are really one thing. Ela sheze ruchni v'degashmi. The only difference is this is a spiritual thing and this is a material thing. But it's the same thing. It's a very deep concept, but it's not like a complicated concept. It's sometimes mind-boggling to walk around and think, how is this an expression of God? Like you see, whatever, a dog walking in the street and barking. Okay, wait a second. This is an expression of God. It's difficult to walk around the world all the time thinking about this. It's mind-boggling. But this is what he's saying. The earth and whatever we see is just an example of something deeper, that we don't see it. That's why, because the example and the thing being exemplified are actually one thing, just one is spiritual and the other one is physical. That's why the person that really knows, in this case, the teacher, whatever, the mashpia, the giver, he sees in the example, the thing being exemplified and all the details of it, not just a general comparison. No. Every single detail is really creating this image that you're seeing. Haynu re'iyas elokus b'muchash. This means really seeing godliness, quote unquote. Really. B'muchash means with your physical eyes. You start seeing godliness everywhere. And this is the novelty, so to speak, of this strength, this power of limitation that the giver, the teacher has. It's a very interesting parenthesis. The teacher invests his own intellect in the garments and the concealments of the example he's giving. By this exercise, the teacher himself starts seeing, physically speaking, godliness. this thing of godliness becomes something so real to him. But it's an exercise, of course, and nobody can say, I reached that. Okay, whatever. Keep on working. But the point is that this exercise helps a person to see the world with different eyes, completely different. The world becomes godliness. Even the bad parts of the world become godliness, really. You can ask why. Okay, why? But I don't know why. God knows. But this is godliness. Nimza comes out. Shelegabe ha-mashpia ein kan shum helem ve'ester klal. Comes out from these ideas that on the side of the giver, the teacher, etc., there's no concealment at all. Kim legabe ha-mekabel hu helem ve'ester. Rather, on the world, so to speak, on the side of the receptor, of the recipient, there is a helem, a concealment. What's the concealment that the receiver only gets, only catches, so to speak? He gets everything, but he just gets, understands, I'm sorry, the external part of the intellect. But the most inner parts of the intellect and the essence of the intellect is completely hidden from him. Completely hidden from him. He doesn't get it. Uve'emes, and the truth is, gam legabe ha-mekabel ein ze helem amit. Even, now he's going to go deeper. I think it's clear, but just one little more example. We've spoke about the bank, economics, etc., and the child asks you, what's a bank? So you say, people put money and take out money. And the child asks, what do they do with the money? Yeah, they store it and they make inversions with the money. And the child doesn't ask, what do you mean inversions? Yeah, they buy it and sell. That's it, okay, buy, sell things, yeah, that's fine. But the truth is, it's really complex because stocks in the market and blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's really complex. What did the child get? A bank is a place where you put money and you take out money and they keep your money. Is that true? Yes, it is true. Is there more? Of course, when you're talking, when you're an adult and you understand a little bit at least what's a bank, you don't need to be an economist to understand. You know there's more than that. You know there's a lot more because when you put your money, you put $10 and they, after whatever time, they give you more. Not just 10, it's more because you lend your money to them. Oi, it's really complicated. But the child doesn't get that, doesn't understand it. Is it within the words you said? Yes, you put money and you take out money. But you know as an adult that there's a lot more. When you put the money, they're not just keeping the money. That's stupid. They use the money and they give you more. You didn't say that. Do you know that? Yes, but you didn't say it. Is it there in the words you said? Yeah, you put and you take, you know? You take more. But you didn't say that. So the deepness of the concept, you have it, and you see it in your words. And the receiver says, okay, I put money and I take out money. They keep my money. Thank you. It's a good service. I don't want to put it under my bed. I put it over there. It's safe. But there's more to that. Now, he's going to go deeper. The MS, the truth is, gam legabe ha-mekabel ein ze helem amit. Even in the side of the receiver, there's no real concealment. See that he added the word amiti, real concealment. There is a concealment because it just got the words, you put money, you take out money from the bank, but there's no real concealment. What does that mean? Because after all, through this example that the teacher is giving, the receiver gets a revelation of an idea. He didn't know what a bank was. He thought, what is a chair? You know, a bank, a chair, you sit. No, I'm going to teach you something new. A bank is a place where you put money. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. He bilade yatzimtzum vehester loy hayom meir loy era seichel klal. If it wasn't for the concealment and the contraction and concealment of the teacher, the student would not get anything at all. He wouldn't get the concept. Like, take all the rules that every country has for their banks, like a central bank of a country, etc., etc., and give that book, like a huge book like this, to your child. Here you go. This is a bank. Forget it. He hardly knows how to read. It's impossible. I don't understand all these rules. And if you put this, then I don't know the rules either. So it's impossible. So what you gave so much, that means nothing. You didn't give anything. He didn't get anything. Complete concealment, true complete concealment. He doesn't understand what a bank is. He keeps on thinking it's a place where you sit. No, that's not a bank. Kanal, as we explained, just as we said before, if the teacher would give, reveal the all the deepness of his wisdom, as it is by him, this guy is an economic, he's a master in economics, whatever, and he really knows what a bank is, and he knows all the rules and all the books, etc., etc. The student will be completely confused. Impossible. Completely confused. And through this concealment, v'hester, and this, whatever, contraction, concealment, now he gets it. Now he understands something. Imken, if this is so, then that now he gets something new, the student, ain't the hefter amiti. This is not a real concealment. No, no. There's revelation over here. That's step number two. First of all, we said, okay, wait a second. Teacher has everything revealed. He conceals. Student gets something concealed. It's concealed. Second step was, wait a second, it's not real concealment. Because the student now got something. He understood something. Okay, he didn't understand the whole deepness, but he got something, so there's no concealment. Ubehemes, third step, the truth is, there's another step. Gam oimek pnimis ha-seichel shel ha-mashpia meir mizgal el ha-mekavel. Al yidei ha-shpa ha-mashpia alai. Even the most deepest, innermost parts of the intellect, the way the teacher really understands it, that also gets revealed to the student. Even the most deep things, the whole book with all the rules, through that the teacher teaches, so to speak, to the student. Why? Shari Amru Chazal, because our sages said, Loikaim inisha daite drebi adar boin shnin. Our sages say, whatever that means, doesn't matter the technicity behind it, but a student, only understands his teacher at the age of 40. Whatever that means, doesn't matter. But you only get your teacher when you're 40. Okay. Aval le'achar arba'im shnin, koim. Yeah. But after 40 years, you really get it. Wait a second. Where did you get it from? Probably your teacher passed away already. And you got 40, and now you get what your teacher said. Really? Where from? Did your teacher appear to you in a dream? No. It was in the words of your teacher. 40 years ago. It was there. Now you got it, but it was there. Oh, so you really get everything. There's no concealment. Pirush daite derebe. What does that mean, what your teacher really taught you? Pnimius ve'atzmius kavanasai. The most innermost part and the essence of the intentions of the teacher, he already gave it to you. He gave it to you. You didn't get it, but he gave it to you. It was there. You just saw a little bit of it. But if you really go deep in the words of your teacher, you will see everything. Everything is there. Just three more lines. Kemay Maradal, as our sages say, Gaber Rabbi Meir, regarding this huge, says Rabbi Meir, Shelo yochlu chachamim lamed al sevdaite. The sages, the friends of Rabbi Meir, whatever, the students of him, etc., and his colleagues, they couldn't get what he said. They didn't understand. Sevdaita means like, what are you really saying? They didn't understand. That's why Halacha is almost never like Rabbi Meir. He's quoted constantly in the Talmud, but Halacha is almost never like him. Why? We don't understand what you're saying. Too deep. Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains, what does it mean, Sevdaita, the end of his intellect? What does that mean? Al etzem kavanasei chule. They didn't understand the essence of his intentions. What are you really saying, Rabbi Meir? We don't get you. So we can't say Allah is like you. The law can't be like you because we don't get you. That's why I'm saying, says the Rebbe, that when the sages, our sages say in the Talmud that at 40 years a person understands Daite de Rebbe, the intellect of his rabbi, that means the essence and innermost of his intention. That's what you really get. So at the end of the day, you really get everything. The question is, you as a receiver, how much do you understand right now of what you're getting? Probably a very small part. But that doesn't mean that your teacher didn't give it to you. Your teacher gave it to you, and you have it. You just have to work on it. And then he's going to connect this with Avaye and Elohim. Okay, there's more to it, but whatever. Those are the steps of teaching, so to speak. So real teaching means give everything, but in a way that the student only gets a part. And then he's going to be able to get the whole thing.